what do they serve at a rebel cantina? Gin and juice. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of January 14th, 2017. I am Simon Atwell, and as always, I am joined by...
Andrew Dupe.
Thanks, Bachman, who always does that with his Twitter handle.
Name drop.
It might be
at the Mike Bachman?
Yeah. Bachman. Yeah. That might be our fastest name drop ever.
Yeah. Right after the intro.
Right after our names.
I don't think it gets faster than that.
We could do it before our names. Because, you know, there are times where we talk for a solid 3 minutes before we actually introduce our names.
Name drop.
I wasn't sure how that joke would go over without the spelling of J-Y-N instead of, you know, G-I-N.
I get it.
Gin and juice is a real drink.
But it's pronounced
also,
the same.
There's also this gin or so, yeah. Ha ha ha.
I laughed.
I know. You should have seen the other jokes I looked up.
No.
You mean the one I said, oh, that's the worst one. That's the worst one.
Yeah, if those are jokes that didn't make the cut, I don't know.
That's the worst one. Oh, it's bad. I tell you. I mean, the one website I looked at did say corny jokes, so there I was expecting them to be bad. Although I think I got that one from the corny jokes website. Anyway, hello, we're back. We have news.
Well met,
champion, challenger, whatever the fuck it was. Anyway, want to get into it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start by jumping into our movie segmentes. So, earlier this week, as we know, when Carrie Fisher passed, there were many sort of different rumors and thoughts about what they were going to do with her role in the upcoming in Star Wars 8 and 9. One of the rumors was that they were going to CGI somebody to be her.
Yeah.
Disney has said no. Part of those rumors were because they were apparently talking to her family about her likeness rights.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why. But Disney said, no, they're not CGIing her in the movies.
The official statement is, we don't normally respond to fan or press speculation, but there is a rumor circulating that we would like to address. We want to assure you...
Oh, God damn it. Sorry.
What was that sound?
That was bleeding cool.
Oh.
Being one of its stupid autoplay ads, even after I hit pause on it.
We want to assure our fans that Lucasfilm has no plans to digitally recreate Carrie Fisher's performance as Princess or General Leia Organa. And then they go on to talk about nice things.
Yeah, but so basically Disney has said no. But they haven't told us why they were apparently talking to people about likeness rights. But it could be some sort of, I mean, they're doing Star Wars Pirates and stuff, so it could be statues or something like that.
I think it's just a part of the legal... legalese of it, because I'm pretty sure they already got the likeness rights. I think they're just...
Probably, but when people die...
Finalizing things.
When people die, things, any sort of rights that they held are...
Weird. Yeah.
So no, thank goodness, I'm actually very happy for that.
This is what I expected.
Me too, but I was, you know, there's always that little worry. There's always a little worry, you know?
Yeah.
And eventually they're going to be stupid again. So yes, we have no news as to what is going to happen for the future of General Leia in Star Wars movies. I mean, I assume most of, if not all of, Episode 8 has already been filmed.
Yeah, that's confirmed.
Okay, so it's really just Episode 9 and whether or not they sort of have something happen to her off-screen or something in Episode 8.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't surprise. I mean, if there's a space battle and she's on a ship, it might blow up.
Oh.
Who knows? Alright, shall we go on to the next point? That's still Star Wars, but not this calendar year, but next calendar year?
I like calendars.
So calendars right up there with their day planners.
Yep.
They go hand in hand.
They do.
Woody Harrelson has been confirmed for a role in the Young Han Solo movie, which we really need a fucking title for, because I'm tired of saying the Young Han Solo movie.
Let's just call it Solo.
Let's not. Let's call it Rogue 2. So yes, this was rumored for, I don't know, a little while now, but as of like Wednesday this week, Lucasfilm on StarWars.com has confirmed that Woody Harrelson will be joining Alden, Aaron Reich, Donald Glover, and Amelia Clark as part of the cast. Now we don't know who will be, much like Amelia Clark, we don't know who he'll be playing, but I think because it's Woody Harrelson, I think we can expect him to be some sort of scoundrel that'll teach Han and Lando had a scoundrel.
Do you want to put money on if he's got a drinking problem?
No, I mean, are you going for drinking problem?
For, yeah.
No,
I'll give you odds.
No, he's got it. It's Woody Harrelson, and it's a it's likely a scoundrel type. He going to be drinking.
Yeah, but whether or not it's a problem.
It's always a problem.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know whether they get to it, being a problem in the movie. I don't know. It's Disney and Star Wars. It might not be a problem. He will certainly be drinking because there's certainly going to be at least two cantina scenes.
Surely.
But it might not be Hunger Games or, like, that's, I don't know why that's the first movie I came up with that I know he sees drinks a lot in.
It's probably most recent.
Yeah, probably. It might not be that obvious that, oh man, this guy's a fucking lush. Yeah. Because, you know, Disney and Star Wars, they're for the family. That's why you shoot people in the back.
Yeah.
Which actually I liked in Rogue One, because it showed they were way too clean in the original trilogy. The Rebels were too clean cut and white.
Well, you follow a different path.
But, yes. These are the people who are down in the dirt, as opposed to the, hey, we showed up and we did the big thing that everybody knows.
Yeah.
They're the Steve Jobs, and the other guy in Rogue One are the Wazes.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. I mean,
that's a terrible.
The main Star Wars people, they weren't really accountable for anything.
No, not a one of them.
No,
except for maybe Leia was post Episode 6 when she with the Resistance as opposed to the Rebellion.
Yeah,
but pre that, no.
Kind of
pre that,
because her whole deal with the Resistance is leaving the Republic.
Yeah, to clean up the mess of what's left over.
Start up this new thing.
Because the Republic, or because the New Republic was like, no, it's fine, we can't do that yet. Not everybody wants to, and we can't split ourselves. Which is fine, it's fair, but they're gonna fuck you up, like they did.
Yep.
By blowing up your whole system.
Good job, Republic.
Anyways, let's move on to TV.
Yay.
Andrew, have you watched this?
I haven't watched it, but I've seen the trailer.
I've seen stills from the trailer, so you got more on it than I do.
Man, so down with things. Lemony Snicket's series of unfortunate events is now streaming on the Netflix.
On the Netflix. With Neil Patrick Harris as Count What's-A-Fuck.
And Olaf.
That's it.
And
you
wouldn't
remember that name.
Neil.
It's a snowman.
Nope, not Neil. It's got Patrick Warburton.
Does it really?
As Lemony Snicket. So he's narrating the thing. Which I only just found out in the trailer. And I'm excited because I like him. But it's interesting because it's got that kind of puts a different context on the show as what it was in the movie. Because in the movie, the narrator was kind of like the straight man framing it in a grounded way.
That's certainly not what you cast Patrick Warburton to do.
No, yeah, it's a complete
different. Patrick Warburton, you get a... what was it? Did I ever show you the hamburger website where it was like a bunch of cities and states and get a load of the Denver? It was Patrick Warburton narrating the descriptions of a bunch of hamburgers.
And the Tick and all
that. Website.
Kronk. I'm sure you could say just normal lines.
What's his name from Joe from Family Guy? Patrick Warburton.
Yep. Joe. I think it's Joe.
I think it's Joe too. I haven't watched that show in years, but I know Patrick Warburton voices a character. Hey, look, Tara Strong is in that show at some point too.
Interesting.
And Colby Smulders and Will Arnett are mother and father, respectively.
Huh.
That's weird. I'm now just going through cast and seeing who I recognize.
So it seems like it's going to be a sillier show.
Well, I mean, the books are for youngish people.
Yeah.
I've never read them.
I haven't either, but I like the movie a lot.
Yeah, I enjoyed the movie. Oh, Joan Cusack is Justice Strauss. Asif Manvi, I love Asif Manvi. He's great. Rhys Derby, I always like it when Rhys Derby gets work. We talked about him last week. Also on a Netflix show. Do you remember that, Andrew? Or have you, has your podcast amnesia?
Yeah, I forgot.
Erased it.
I forgot. I don't remember.
Rhys Derby is, he's the guy with a mustache on Voltron. He's also Murray on Flight of the Conchords.
Right.
I don't remember his name, his character name on Voltron.
I finished Voltron, and it was real good. Sweet. And they ended it on a point that you really need season two. So it's a good thing I started it now when season two is almost out.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to wait.
You mean kind of like how Ruby?
Yeah.
And how I couldn't wait anymore, so I watched half of volume four, and now I want more, and there's no more. I have to wait.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Oh, God. Sorry, man. Those first two episodes, I hate them. The writers are evil. Punched me in the feels too hard. Anyway, let's move on to our next point. We have, in this quick little YouTube link, a first look at the return of Agent Dale Cooper, played by Kyle MacLachlan, in the new Twin Peaks series? Miniseries? It's like 17 episodes or something. But it's not planned on being an ongoing series, so I guess I should call it a miniseries? Is that how it works?
I guess.
Our non-ongoing series miniseries? It's literally just him, like, stepping out of a shadow with the Twin Peaks music, but for those of you out there who are Twin Peaks fans, it's kind of cool. Plus, he looks a lot more cleaned up from the last time I saw him, which was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2? Was that with Sky and her father? Was that Season 2?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Kyle MacLachlan plays Sky's father. A little bit of a crazier role than FBI Agent Dale Cooper.
I don't even think I know what Twin Peaks is.
It's a crazy, awesome show. It's crazy. Somebody gets murdered in a small town in the Pacific Northwest, and Agent Cooper goes to investigate and find the killer and stuff, and everybody around there is crazy.
Neato.
Like, literally everybody in town is crazy and weird. And it's got... God, who else does it have in it? It's got Ray Wise in it. Ray Wise is a main character. I believe he's the murdered girl's father. It's Ferrico, who's Laura... What the hell is her last name?
Seagord.
No, this is terrible. I love Twin Peaks. But all I can think of is in the first episode when she washes up on the beach. The corpse washes up wrapped in it looks like a shower curtain, kind of wrapped in plastic. All I can remember in my head right now is Agent Cooper talking into his recording thing, you know, as they do on every TV show. They record themselves, their observations while looking at the crime scene. He sits and he goes, corpse is here, corpse, something along the lines of, corpse is here, wrapped in plastic. Just the way he says it is hilarious. That's all I can think of right now. That, and at the end of the first episode, there's some high school aged hooligans in town who end up in jail, and then they start howling for some odd reason. Because it's weird. But it's a good show. It's an old show, so there are some oddities to it.
Yeah, 90s, a long time ago.
But I like it. So does Tom Merritt. Name drop. Who's actually the reason I ever watched it. I heard him talking about it sometime. Anyway.
On to our next point.
Powerless. So, I'm going to have a link to this trailer that I made Andrew watch pre-show. And, oh, I already opened that link. Why did I click it again? I'm an idiot. I have a link in our show notes to this new, I suppose, probably potential NBC come. I don't know. It kind of looks like they're making a full series. At least making one season out of it already. It's not just a pilot. But NBC has a comedy coming up called Powerless. And it stars Alan Tudyk as Bruce Wayne's cousin, Van Wayne, who is up the head of Wayne Security, a wholly owned subsidiary of Wayne Enterprises. So it's basically, they run, it's sort of like, oh god damn it, what was that show with Viridian Dynamics with the company they worked at? There was the two scientists that were funny. Better Off Ted, was that it? I think that might have been what it was called, because the main character's name was Ted. Where they worked in a research company of, they weren't really sure.
Oh, I think, yeah.
What was research? Like, the company was just a big conglomerate company, and they just researched a lot of shit. And so it's that kind of idea where they're researching, it's sort of a comedy in a company where there's a couple of researchers trying to make technology to save normal people from superhero battles. To some funny outcomes.
It's got a good cast.
It does have a pretty good cast. So it's slated to premiere on February 2nd at 8:30. And it's set in a place called Charm City, which who the fuck knows? I don't think that's an existing city prior to now. But Evan can correct me if he listens to this and does exist already in the comics. So, on top of Alan Tudyk, it also has Danny Pudi, Vanessa Hudgens, who I could do without, Ron Funches, who is a hilarious comedian. I see him all the time on, what's that Chris Hardwick show that's on, they have Snapchat clips on all the time for Comedy Network. At Midnight. So it looks good. Also a little weird because I think one, making a comedy in this world of people, of characters that we'd never heard of in cities we never heard of is kind of just strange. But I don't know. It looks like it could be fitting.
Could be.
I'm hopeful. I like Alan Tudyk and Danny Pudi. So that's what I'm hoping for. So we'll have, as I said, we'll have the trailer, or the link to the trailer, in the show notes. Alright. You ready to go to games, Andrew?
Games.
Alright. First on, I'm going to move this down, because it's silly the order we have this. So first on the docket, though, is the Brawlhalla World Championships.
Yeah.
Andrew decided to put in the show notes.
It was cool. I just saw it pop up in the feed, and I like Brawlhalla. You like Brawlhalla.
This is true.
So we should talk about it. World Championships. It's an invitational. There's going to be 32 people.
As they were last year. And an invitational.
The prize pool is $100,000.
Which is considerably, I believe, considerably higher than it was last year.
I believe it. But it's pretty good for Brawlhalla.
Yeah. A game that I know thus far hasn't quite taken off as much as they were hoping to in the sort of esport e-type.
But I think it's getting there.
I think they were just kind of hoping for a little faster.
The fact that they're getting anywhere at all is good.
Yes.
I've noticed after looking up more information on the World Championships, it's also connected with a lot of the Smash tournaments.
Mm.
Which I guess makes sense.
They're similar game types, yes.
Yeah. Similar play style, similar type. But it's neat that they can leverage off of that.
Yeah.
The community would accept this.
They didn't just come the fuck out, you're not Smash. You just want to be.
Because, boy, the Smash community and accepting things. They didn't even accept other Smashes, really.
No, that's true. They got, what, the GameCube Smash and whatever the latest Smash is because they have to?
And the 64.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really, the 64?
The 64 has got a big smash.
It's weird.
Thing, and Melee has a big smash the following. The original Wii is non-existent.
No, they hate it. the Wii U, though. I'm pretty sure that's only the Wii U because it's the latest one and they have to.
Actually, the Wii one does have a presence, but it's as the Project M.
Oh, the modified one, right?
Yeah. Where they basically turned it into Melee with some extra characters. So that's the only presence it has.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't really do esports, but I mean, I knew this was happening last year. I didn't really pay attention to it. I didn't even know that this was a thing yet this year. So, I'm cool. I mean, I'm certainly nowhere near good enough. I'm somewhere high silver, low gold, maybe, in a ranking system that goes diamond and then platinum, or platinum and then diamond after gold.
I've played the game before, a few times.
Mm, I know. I've beaten you almost every time.
Almost. I have won occasions.
Mm-hmm. But never when we did the eight player, we just put a bunch of AI.
It's too many people. It's too many people. I lose my character a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I wasn't playing that with actual people.
No.
So this is about a new Brawlhalla circuit. I don't know what that means.
I believe it's like maps.
Oh, could be. I mean, I know they're constantly working on maps and characters.
Yeah.
Which is nice. It's another reason why I think they're still building a following, because they are still working on the game, even though it is, I think, now full release. They're still fairly regularly adding characters and working on maps and changing balance. Every so often there's a balance change. Well, you know, this attack's hitbox has been reduced slightly, and this one has gone up a little more. Not that I pay attention to hitboxes.
Yeah, Brawlhalla's not out yet.
Oh, is it still officially? Is it still early access?
Yeah.
Weird. It's out in my book because you can now buy access to the game. Whereas when I got it, I had to get an invite.
Right.
Or buy this super expensive version, which is how I got an invite, because my guy I worked with bought the super expensive version that came with the in-game currency and a bunch of this and a bunch of that, and like three invites. Anyway, Brawlhalla's a good game. Everybody should play it.
Next item, Scalebound. The Xbox One exclusive by Platinum.
Was it Platinum? I didn't think it was Platinum. Because I remember the company's working on something else now.
Company's always working on stuff.
Like the company that was developing Scalebound. I don't think it was Platinum, but of course you can't reach Google Internet or computer because you hate this internet. F off.
Yeah, naturally. So yeah, Platinum
says,
Games.
Says it's still connected.
I was right.
Oh, that's weird. I remember reading something else. Maybe there's another thing also working on it or something. I don't know.
But it was being published by Microsoft, and it was an Xbox One exclusive, so they had a bunch of chips in that one. Mm-hmm. It was present at a bunch of E3s, and it was due to come out early this year.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool in the last one.
Dragons and stuff, man. Neat. But it missed a bunch of deadlines. There were some problems with some of the people working on it, and a whole bunch of bad stuff. And it seems like it was like 80% of the way done in the game itself, but that's not including like the testing and all that, testing, polish, final features, production, and it had already got pushed back, and it just missed all the internal deadlines, and now they just cut the losses.
Yeah, this is too bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, it happens.
Yeah. But I don't think they're going to be in a bad spot with that, because it's Platinum.
Yeah.
They probably already are working on another game.
No, I remember I read somewhere that, I just didn't think it was Platinum, so they, maybe it was a Microsoft thing, and they had said they're going to focus on some other game, third-party game.
Microsoft was the one who put the official statement.
Yeah, so it's probably a Microsoft thing. I just don't remember reading a Microsoft or Platinum name. But I don't know. I didn't play that close attention because I don't have an Xbox.
It was Phil Spencer.
great. I know that name, and I know he works for Xbox.
Okay.
That's about all I know about him.
Well, that's all you need to know.
There you go. All right. Now, you want to talk about the big news
of
the week?
Let's switch it up. Switch it up.
Yes. So, what? Thursday? Thursday, I believe, there was the Nintendo Switch event.
Yeah, Thursday.
Where we got the release date, which is March 3rd, which is very close.
Very close.
And the price, which is $300 USD, which is about 400 Canadian nowadays.
Yep.
And just shy of 400 Canadian nowadays.
Yep.
Which is rough, because 300 USD for a new console, even if it is, you know, at 60 frames, 1080, so it's at the technology level of our current consoles, of PlayStation and Xbox, currently, 300 is a good price. 400, I don't know. I don't know if I can get it for 400. Launch titles, I believe, are Zelda for sure. Breath of the Wild is a launch title. I believe Bomberman.
Yeah, Bomberman. 3-2-1 Switch.
3-2-1 Switch.
3-2-1 Switch.
Yeah, something like that. Numbers in Switch. And I think there was one other weird one. And it was also odd that Mario is not a launch title. It's slated. Slated?
Slated.
It's slated for holidays. Slated for holiday 2017.
Christmas.
Christmas. Shuck it, Trebek. So, the rumors that were saying that Breath of the Wild wasn't going to launch, you can go fuck yourselves. And everybody who listened to those rumors, I'm going to tell you, I told you to calm down. Don't listen to rumors. Rumors are stupid. Anything else? What else is important?
It actually looks like it's a pretty cool system. There's been a lot of details on the system itself confirmed, like multi-touch on the screen. Which is on good. The actual tablet, which is good.
Multi-touch is the way to touch.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
And the fact that it has touch at all is good. I'm glad.
Capacitive touch, I guess. Capacitive means you can use your finger.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you even have multi-touch for...
You do not have multi-touch on non-capacitive. I don't think so. That doesn't make sense that it would.
No. I mean, I'm no tech...
I can't think of an instance where anything does, so we'll just say it's not possible.
I mean, it's probably possible, it's probably not worth it.
It's not feasible.
Anyway,
yeah. So multi-touch, it's got 3 to 6 hours of battery life on its own. It says that, like, if you're playing Zelda, you get 3.5 hours of battery life.
The game looks pretty.
It does. But the cool thing is it's got a Type-C plug. Where it gets its power, and also where it docks into is a Type-C USB port. So you can get any one of these portable chargers and just
that
plug
means
it in.
Non-proprietary.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. That means you can charge it in your car.
Yeah, charge it in your car, plug it into the little cigarette lighter thing. You can, which I think are just...
I think they're just... Open ports for charging now.
For charging now, yeah.
My car is doing that. The cars that I've driven in the past 10 years have not had a cigarette lighter in it anymore. They've just been flip open a little plastic protector and there's your port.
I'm sorry, my car is like a million years old.
Your car still has a cigarette lighter in it?
I think so.
I burned my thumb on one of those one time when I was a kid. He had no idea what it was.
I remember burning a lot of things with it.
That sounds terrible. I remember burning a lot of things with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what? There was something else we talked about yesterday besides the USB-C.
It's also 32 gigs on console storage.
Oh, yeah, an SD, like micro SD?
Cards? Yeah, micro SD, high capacity, and another one. I don't remember another type, but you can go up to like a terabyte with these.
External storage.
Yeah, so, and it's not like that expensive, so it's not bad. All the games come on cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not clear if it's going to be installed or run off the cartridges.
Maybe a little bit of both?
Maybe a bit of both. But, we'll see there. Also, the multiplayer and online stuff will have a subscription.
Of course it will.
just like the rest of them.
Just like everything else now, yeah.
But it's not too bad. They have a pretty cool, like, voice thing, a voice chat, where you can use it on different devices as well.
I don't know what you
mean. So you can bring up the voice chat on your phone.
Oh, that's cool.
Also, you can use, like, your phone, your earbuds, and just plug them into the tablet and then use those as your headset.
That makes sense. If you can do the voice chat on other systems, it makes sense that you can use other things.
Yeah, but this is Nintendo. So these yeah, things...
But they're not as bad as Sony. If this was Sony doing these non-proprietary use other things, I would have a heart attack. Nintendo, I'm just surprised.
Sony's got some things. Like, even on the Vita, it's got the regular USB port on it. That's for true. Charging it and does. Connecting.
It does. But it also has a weird cord with a transformer on it that I'm not sure you could just plug it in somewhere.
Yeah, you can.
I wouldn't try it, personally. I've only been through one Vita.
I've done it.
I was going to say something and I forget what.
Also, part of the monthly thing is you get a game for the month.
Hmm. Yes,
that I did you get see that. To play. Oh, Splatoon 2 is that also... That
was the other launch title, right?
Launch title. It's either launch title or the same or early. Month. Or...
Yeah, it's technically... Like, Bomberman, I think, 2 is technically March 2017. So I think we're just assuming they're launch titles.
Yeah. The numbers and people reporting numbers and dates are all over the place.
Yeah.
So, more on that to come, I guess. I think the this release was rushed, which would make sense for Nintendo, but I've been hearing a lot of reports of, like, people saying, like, this was rushed, and it does kind of feel like it, like, around how impossible it is to find an actual cohesive release date list of games.
Oh, for the game, yeah, well.
Like, just for the games that come out. And, yeah. It's gonna be cool.
Yep, I really want one. And I really want Zelda. Also, Zelda has two special editions, a special edition and a master edition.
Yeah.
The difference being that the master edition has a master's sword statue, and yeah. It's $30 more.
And if the picture is to be believed, it's about the little bit bigger, a little bit taller than the Switch is itself.
Yeah, because it's a little bit taller than the cool-looking carrying case that the special edition and master edition comes with.
Yeah, it comes with the soundtrack, a coin.
Which is cool.
Also cool. Sweet carrying case for the actual mm-hmm. Switch itself.
And, of course, the game.
And the game.
With the map. And the map.
The map.
Oh, man, that map looks cool.
And it said some stuff about some in-game whatevers, but...
I didn't pay attention to that.
I didn't pay attention to in-game stuff.
Also, Switch does not have Street Pass or Miiverse.
Yet.
Yet. I mean, Street Pass, I was like, of course it doesn't. Because I know technically you can move it, but that's not really their main thing. Like 3DS is a little different, as it's literally all move all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas this is, you know, half to, you know, 3/8 move.
Yeah.
So, of course, they won't have Street Pass on it. I wasn't sure that was... I saw an article that said, oh, it won't have Street Pass and Miiverse. And I was like, oh, Miiverse is a little weird. But I guess they may or may not be dropping that. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
But I was like, really? We thought we were going to get Street Pass on this? That's weird. People are weird.
But there's still a lot of questions that are pointedly not answered yet.
Now, that sounds like Nintendo.
Yeah. Like, they've been asked... Reggie has been asked about, like, previous purchases on, like, the Wii U or the Wii. If there's any connection between the two where they can get their...
Redownload the things that are available.
Yeah, like the virtual console and stuff, mm-hmm. if they have to, like, rebuy them. Because they had to do that going from the Wii to the Wii U. They had to rebuy them. They could rebuy them at a discount, but they still had to rebuy them.
Oh, that sucks.
And yeah,
I mean, you have to do that with some things on the PlayStation.
Reggie said, "We have more to come on that. We'll be talking about this stuff a lot over the next month." Which is weird that they don't just come out with the information.
Not really. This Nintendo just doesn't surprise me that much.
No, but it's like a month away.
It's a month and a half.
Month and a half away. It's not a lot of time.
It's plenty of time. You're Nintendo.
Well, it's not a lot of time because when you think, you're going to have to pre-order this.
People already are.
Yeah, like all online pre-orders are already gone. All over the place. So if you wanted one, you have to kind of hop on that. But you're still operating on not a whole lot of information.
That's the life of an early adopter, man.
Yeah, not always. Usually. Like the Xbox and the PlayStation, there was a lot of information going into it before that. Kind of information overload.
All of it was true.
Yeah. Or relevant.
I don't know. I'll probably wait, as I usually wait, but then it's also because I won't have a lot of money.
But yeah.
Looking forward to that, and for sure we'll be talking about that again more when we have more relevant information. Alright, let's move on to comics and books. Continuing on in the Zelda world, Legend of Zelda Artifacts. Because Dark Horse will be releasing a Legend of Zelda Art and Artifacts tome. So this latest one is super cool because one of the hardcover version has a life size, even though this article I'm reading says life size Master Sword hilt on the cover that readers can actually remove.
Huh.
So it's a limited edition. Fans who purchase the Legend of Zelda Art and Artifacts Limited Edition will experience the thrill of finding and unsheathing the Master Sword. So it's a 3D embossed sword hilt sculpt with a metallic foil finish. That is life size, and you can take it out from the cover. And it's cool.
Interesting.
Yep. Cool. And on top of that, it is an art book from Zelda. It's about 400 pages long. It'll be sold on the end of February, February 21st. It looks like $80 is probably for the regular edition.
The limited edition is $80.
Then I don't know what the regular edition is. Less than $80.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that.
Because that's a good price for a limited edition, even though the only difference really is the cool cover. It's a pretty good price for a 400-page art book.
With a hilt.
With a removable hilt. And I'm sure that's in American dollars, $80 USD.
It is.
I'm sure, but you know. So that's like $150 Canadian. Which sounds actually more what I was expecting the limited edition price to be. Anyway.
That's so weird.
But it's so cool. Anyway, let's move on to Nick Fury. You like Nick Fury, Andrew?
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
So Nick Fury is getting a solo series in this year, in April. Because apparently that's going to be a thing. It is Ultimates Universe Nick Fury. It is Samuel L. Jackson looking Nick Fury.
In a sweet suit.
So yeah, it's launching in April. Written by James Robinson, who wrote Scarlet Witch and Cable. And the artist is Ako, A-C-O. They're all capitalized. I have no idea who that is. He drew Squadron Supreme, which I have not heard of. But so basically, this is going to be like Nick Fury, or James Bond, Nick Fury kind of thing. Because he's a super spy, right? You know, that's how he does.
Yeah, that's how he do.
So it looks cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, spies, if you like spy stuff, so I'm reading that if there's anything more information. I mean, there's more information about what the first issue's sort of about, but it's not really relevant. It's going to be Nick Fury, James Bonding it up, because he's a super spy.
With an eye patch.
and a sweet suit. So it looks cool. April, all we have is April. We don't have an exact week, but you know. You got 4 Wednesdays. You can try every Thursday. Right?
Yep.
That's what I used to do. Go to the comic book store every Thursday. Because then all of the things that came in on Wednesday would be out and on the shelves.
I like the places where you get the subscriptions and they just put them in a box and then you show up.
Well, yes. I did that for some things, too.
That's the only way I would ever function with it.
I don't think I ever remember. I know I had it for more than one thing, but the only thing I ever remember having a subscription for was Captain Britain. Interesting. Back in the... Oh, it was so good. Even when Shadowcat showed up a little bit later into it, it was a fairly short series. Shadowcat showed up with Lockheed, the dragon. Actually, I think she got Lockheed.
Oh, maybe. That was the little dragon.
Yeah, yeah, that was her dragon. It was Lockheed. And thankfully, no Psylocke showed up, despite the fact that Captain Britain was her brother.
Yeah.
And he had the Ebony Knight, I want to say is what it was. With his sword. The sword basically killed the people who... It was like a berserker sword, kind of. It's not really a good comparison, but... Basically, eventually the sword would cause your death. Probably because you had to keep fighting with it. Like, the sword wanted to fight, I think, is how it worked. It's a very, exactly a very common British-y type fantasy thing. Like, swords, they give you power, but also they want to fight. And eventually, because the sword's will wants to keep fighting, you will take on an enemy too big.
So it's a double-edged?
Yeah. It was also happened to be a double-edged sword, literally.
Huh. That's kind of funny.
I mean, you know, it's a standard sword.
Yeah.
A British-type sword. But it was funny, because the Ebony Knight, he had the sword, and he had a sort of helmet. Besides that, he wore regular clothes. Anyway, it was a good series. I still have it somewhere. Let's move on to our last thing here. This Bendis takes the Defenders. So, obviously...
What's Bendis?
You don't know who Brian Michael Bendis?
No.
Are you kidding me? You know Brian Michael Bendis. Although the three things they gave him here, weird, Civil War II, Jessica Jones, and Invincible Iron Man, are things they're giving him credit for in this article. He is a big-time Marvel comic book writer. Big time. I'm now trying to look up a bigger list of what he did. I mean, there's a certain, I think he did a lot of X-Men and certain major X-Men ones, House of M, that was him. He did Daredevil, he did New Adventures for a while, Ultimate Spider-Man, Secret Invasion was a mainly Brian Michael Bendis thing. He did a really popular, Daredevil, yeah. Ones. Anyway, he's a big Marvel writer.
Yeah, it looks like it. I'm reading into Wikipedia. He's got Spawn attached to his name. He's got more stuff for Guardians.
Yeah.
Ultimate Spider-Man. That's a good one.
He helped make the Ultimates universe with that
Amazing one. Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, he's a big-time Marvel writer.
Neat.
Okay,
I'm down.
So, Brian Michael Bendis.
Caught up.
And of course, with the Defenders coming out this year, next year, this year, later this year, Iron Fist is early this year, Defenders is later this year, I think.
Probably.
So of course, we're getting a new Defenders series in the comics as well as on the Netflix. Being written by Brian Michael Bendis with art of David Marquez, who also did Civil War II and Invincible Iron Man. Bendis and David Marquez worked together a fair amount of time. So yeah, this is, of course, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, and Daredevil coming together and fighting for the streets. The toughest hard-hitting heroes of the Marvel Universe stand together as a brand new team ready to take down one of the most dominating criminal empires ever to shadow over New York City. So, yeah, they're going to be trying to take down some criminal people. And it's funny, you look at the cover of this, because Iron Fist has his traditional costume with his weird head bandana covering thing.
Yeah, what do you call those?
I don't know. Because it's not a bandana because it covers down to his nose, but it is also a bandana.
Yeah.
And Daredevil in his black outfit. And then Jessica Jones and Luke Cage are just like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Luke Cage is in his hoodie and Jessica Jones is, she's in her coat.
Naturally.
We're here. But this, I like all of these characters, especially Luke Cage and Iron Fist. I mean, Heroes for Hire, Luke Cage and Iron Fist together are my second favorite Marvel duo. Second only, I think, to Daredevil and, or Daredevil, God, Deadpool and Cable.
I love Deadpool and Cable.
Yeah, me too. I can't think of another duo that I like more than those two and Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
Groot and Raccoon.
That's true, but they don't. I don't think they've ever had a solo series. But yes, that's true. They're a great duo as well. Groot and Rocket. It's a good point. But I don't know. They're certainly not better than Cable and Deadpool. They're up there probably with Luke and Iron Fist. Certainly.
Yeah, Deadpool and Cable's really good dynamic.
The Defenders is coming up in June. It'll be a new ongoing series, I believe. It's a good time for Marvel as long as you're not Fantastic Four. Yep. They even have this Secret Empire thing that's going to happen, but they're just teasing things, so didn't bother putting in the news because we don't have any real news. And it's showing a lot of people as long as they have nothing to do with Fantastic Four. Because, you know, apparently F Fantastic Four. They're still on that... Still on that. You won't give us the movie rights back? Fine. Fuck it. We're not giving you any free advertising by making comics.
Yeah. Just make them really hurt. Because, boy, those movies aren't going to sell anything.
Yeah, those movies aren't helping them. So without Marvel doing anything, including, I believe we talked about them taking down things internally in their offices that were related to Fantastic Four. They're like, no, we're done because you guys are trying to fuck us up.
And I applaud that.
Yeah, sure.
I don't really care too much about the Fantastic Four. I just like the villains.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. But that means we can't get any of the villains in the movies, which I suppose is why they're playing hardball. They want all that shit back.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's all we have this week. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Dud75.
I'm at DUP3.
And you can find the show at Geekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. We have a website, geeklynews.com, where you can find our show notes, and you can listen embedded to the episodes, or you can read some articles and stuff that Andrew has written. I don't know why I say we've.
Yeah.
I have wrote some.
As a collective.
I have wrote some, and they're still somewhere in the back end, half written.
Yeah, as draft.
Or a quarter written as a draft, yeah.
Or have a title.
I'm pretty sure I wrote at least something in all of them.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I just left a title.
I have one that's just a title.
Oh, well, I only wrote two, though, so.
We're killing it.
And you can email us at feedback@geeklynews.com if you want to talk about something we talked about, or talk about something we didn't talk about, something we missed and you feel we shouldn't.
We'll read your words on the show.
That's a fact. Or you can do the same thing on Facebook, at facebook.com/geeklynews. Leave us a message.
Join our Discord.
And join our Discord, which you can find a widget to on our website and on our Twitter. I pinned the tweet that had the link. And on our Facebook, I posted. And I think I pinned it to the top of the page there, too.
Yeah, you can just pop in a general chat and type some stuff, or you can pop into the actual sound thing, play some games.
Yeah, as long as you're not a random spammer, because I'm pretty sure the only people I've seen there so far have been random spammers.
Even if you're a random spammer, you know, breathe some life into it.
Where literally somebody posted and then spammed three things that didn't make any sense in English, and then started spamming something in some sort of Middle Eastern-looking language.
Yeah.
I banned that person.
Gotta cover your bases.
I banned that person.
I noticed. It was good.
And the other person who came in and started swearing, I was like, I don't know if you're a spammer or not, but I'm banning you anyway. I think it was only two statements, but it was all swearers. And I was like, mm-mm, no hellos or anything. Just, who's ready to fuck shit up or something like that. And I was like, what? No. It's weird.
Eh.
It was also a picture I didn't recognize. So if you feel like I wrongfully banned you, you can send an email.
Yeah.
Or a tweet.
that appeal.
Yeah, I'm not God King who doesn't has too much. I lost the reference. It's a Night Attack reference, and I can't get it. Name drop. I lost that reference before I even started. I don't know why I went for it. Anyway, also we're on iTunes. You can leave us a rating and review there. We would really like it. And if you want, we can read that on the air as well. All right. So that is all we have for this week. Thank you for listening and putting up with us. See you next week.
Toodaloo.
Tuvalu?
Tuvalu.
Toodaloo.
Dot TV.